Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you are well. However you are, please listen as I read to you the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood. And he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. That was Revelation chapter 1. And for those of you with Bibles by your side, note that I will also be reading in Revelation chapters 4, 5, and 7 later, in case you want to put a marker there. Reading in Revelation chapters 1, 4, 5, and 7 today. We're in a stretch of the Revelation where we have identified 10 facts about Jesus Christ. We've covered the first three, and tomorrow I will dig back in and begin to talk about the remaining 7 facts. But for today, we have an interlude. I just want to point out that beginning with the second half of verse 5, John bursts forth in what we can describe as a doxology of praise to God. This is a hymn or a song of praise to the living God. It starts with, "To him who loves us," and ends in verse 6 with, "To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." And this is the first of at least 4 doxologies, or 4 hymns of praise to God in the Revelation. Let me introduce you to the others as I say more about this. I do not want you to miss this in the reading of the text. Many people do. As I read these, you will notice that each one builds on the other, making God greater and greater the further along in the Revelation we go. Now, of course, God is always great, but we build upon our praise to him the deeper along we get in the understanding of who he is. To begin with, listen to Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. Here, the 24 elders bow before him who sits on the throne, that is God, and they repeatedly shout out, "Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created." Oh, what a doxology! God is worthy to receive glory and honor and power. His people praise him. They praise him in the highest heavens. They praise God before his throne. And then we come down to Revelation chapter 5, and I'll read verses 11 through 14. This is Revelation 5, verses 11 through 14. "Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders. And the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and might, and honor, and glory, and blessing.'" That was John's declaration of what he saw. Jesus is being praised. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and he is worthy of this awesome doxology. And this doxology continues in verse 13. "And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever.' And the 4 living creatures kept saying, 'Amen,' and the elders fell down and worshipped." Listen to this great doxology to Jesus, to God. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. God's angels, the living creatures, the elders, and every created thing praise him. And the crescendo of praise is increasing. And we have more. The Bible continues to offer us more praise for God, more worship of God in these doxologies in this revelation. And here is another in chapter 7. Let me read to you Revelation 7, verses 9 through 12, and certainly you can follow along if you have your Bible with you and open. It's easy. You just flip to the very end of the Bible and then turn back a few pages to chapter 7 and put your finger at verse 9. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Notice how this builds, and now we hear the singing, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Donald Gray Barnhouse, now in the eternal presence of the Lord, gave this analogy in his commentary on the Revelation. He wrote, Some of the greatest songs of praise in the Scripture occur in the book of the Revelation, and it should be noticed that in each there is an increase in the praise that is offered to Christ. There is something in it like the attitude of a man who receives an unexpected present. A package is handed to him and he says, Oh, thank you. Then the wrappings are removed and a beautiful wallet is disclosed. He cries out, Well, thank you very much. Then he opens the wallet and sees a $50 bill. He says, Oh, thank you very, very much. Finally, in some little side pocket, he finds a check for a very large amount, and he exclaims, I don't know how to thank you. Thank you indeed, very, very much. The praise to Christ in Revelation follows this order. So said Dr. Barnhouse, and I think he's right. This is why I wanted to pause today in our study of the 10 facts of Christ, so that I could point out to you that beginning in the second half of verse 5, John bursts forth in this doxology of praise to God. This is a hymn or a song of praise to the living God. It starts with to him who loves us and ends in verse 6 with to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. And this is the first of at least 4 doxologies in this revelation. Please do not miss this. I suggest you note this in your Bible when you have an opportunity to do so. God is worthy of all our love, adoration, honor, and praise. All of it. What do you praise him for? How do you praise him? Is God the center of your admiration? How despairing we become when we do not adore our great and everlasting God. Think about all of these cheap substitutes we have for him. And a word here for Christians. What are we waiting for? Are we waiting for church on Sunday, now another few days away? Are we waiting all the way until eternity? At the hour of our death, shall we finally be willing to burst out of our skin, to hail our King, to enthusiastically acclaim Christ? Yes, indeed, in our heavenly home we will exalt the Lord, but we are instructed in the Scripture to have lives full of the joy and admiration of our Savior now, here in the land of the living. And so I ask myself today, and I ask you, are there great doxologies rising up within us? On a summery Tuesday, will you join with the Apostle John in Revelation 1, verses 5 through 7, and praise Jesus Christ? Tucked in the middle of 10 facts about him, John joins with the heavenly host to say, "To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." I want to encourage you to take some time today, even right now, right where you are, to worship God. Worship Him who is Father, Son, and Spirit. Tell Him how much you love Him for loving you. He does love you, as we'll learn tomorrow. So lift up your voice, even if others don't think you can sing or hate the sound of your voice. Disregard that. Come on, put aside those critiques for a moment. Sing a song of praise to your Creator, your King, your Savior. He is more worthy of this than anyone else. So shout out in your car, in your home, on your bus ride, wherever you are and however you are listening. Let God hear your praise. You know, summer is a time for so many things. More ice cream. The beach. Traveling as a tourist or to see family and friends. Baseball. But I hope that for us, this summer will also be about worshiping our God. We will make Him the center of our praise, morning, noon, and night. We're going to keep on worshiping Him tomorrow, Lord willing. I hope that you will be here as we continue in the Revelation, perhaps inviting someone else to join you as well. As always, we will be discovering who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.